Musa Mohammed stands at the site where 400 Islamist militants launched an invasion of the southern Philippine city of Zamboanga a little over 2 years ago, sparking 20 days of heavy fighting with security forces. The ruins of his old house can be found there amid several hundred other razed homes. Since then, his family has lived in a sports stadium, refusing to move to a newly built house in another part of town. "This has been our home for 50 years," he says. "We're afraid, but we'll never leave." The Moros, or Moors, as the Muslims of the southern Philippine region of Mindanao are called, are known for their intransigence. For centuries, they fought the Spanish, Americans, and Japanese for their independence. Today, they are fighting Manila, too. Some 120,000 people have died and millions have been displaced in the past 40 years of insurgency. Muddying the picture, a separate communist insurgency is also sporadically waged in parts of Mindanao by the New People's Army, which is thought to consist of some 3,200 fighters. Yet many Moros, like Musa, are not victims of a heavy-handed central government, but the casualties of infighting among their own kin. The battle at Zamboanga, which led to the destruction of Musa's home, started off when factions of one rebel group, the Moro National Liberation Front, wanted to signal their displeasure with the peace negotiations with Manila then being carried out by another rebel group, Moro Islamic Liberation Front. It took 3,000 troops to end the rebel occupation of several districts of the city in an operation that saw 51 insurgents killed and drove 70,000 people from their homes. Now those talks have stalled, and in the frustrated void that has followed their collapse, extremism has taken root. Several Moro outfits have pledged allegiance to terrorist group ISIS and carried out attacks in its name. One of those groups is the Abu Sayyaf militia, whose head Isnalan Hapalan, now styled Sheikh Mujahid Abu Abdullah al-Filipini, has been appointed ISIS's leader in the Philippines. Presently, the Philippine army is attempting to strike at the group's jungle stronghold on the island of Basilan. In one of the bloodiest days for the armed forces in years, 18 soldiers were killed and over 50 wounded on April 9th. ISIS claimed responsibility for the killings. Shortly after, Abu Sayyaf beheaded 2 Filipino hostages. The group is also holding 10 Indonesians, 2 Canadians, and a Norwegian captive. It's very likely that Abu Sayyaf will declare a satellite of the caliphate in the coming year, says Rohan Gunaratra, an international terrorism expert at S. Rajaratnam School of Security Studies in Singapore. Once that is done, it will be much more difficult to dismantle these groups. Already, up to 1,200 Southeast Asians have joined ISIS in the Middle East. Experts now worry that an ISIS stronghold in the southern Philippines will act as a regional lure, providing extremists from across Asia with a place to gain combat experience before they set out to attack Asian targets or even targets further afield. The Jakarta attack in January that killed 4 civilians is just a taste of what could come, says Greg Barton, chair in global Islamic politics at Deakin University in Melbourne. Next time, they won't mess around with pistols, but bring assault rifles, says Barton. That's all it takes to turn amateurs into a lethal bunch of killers. Some claim that the biggest threat currently is that competing ISIS-inspired groups would seek to upstage each other with small-scale attacks. However, organized international networks still exist, even if the influence of Al-Qaeda, which once funded training camps in the southern Philippines, has waned, along with that of its affiliates. Indonesian operatives are already trading Syria-hardened tutors for weapons and training grounds in Mindanao, reports the ISIS Study Group, an intelligence collective run by the Washington, D.C. think tank Center for a New American Security. The area is evidently attracting insurgents from further afield, too. Mohammed Khattab, an alleged bomb-making instructor from Morocco, was reportedly among the 5 killed militants on Basilan earlier in April. Further talk of a new autonomous province within the Philippines for the Moro, it would be called Bangsamoro, has now been suspended until the general elections in May. In the meantime, a terrorism expert says intolerance is putting down deeper roots. As an example, he points to the March 1st assassination attempt on a Saudi cleric. The preacher, who has been on ISIS hit lists, was shot while visiting Western Mindanao State University for a two-day symposium. Recent arrests in Malaysia and Indonesia clearly show that a new terror attack from ISIS in the region is imminent, he warns, and the next one will be bloodier. This article posted by Paraliljus in Zamboanga.